Today is Thursday, February 6th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. My voice is a little bit lower and a little bit crunchier today than even normal. My mom has a really hoarse-sounding voice. Horse? Horse. And I don't know if I got that from her or if I'm dying. But, no, I have a little bit of a cold, I think. My nose has been stuffy and running all at the same time. Yada, yada, yada. It always happens. It's like when I get really, really busy, which I am right now. So, like, and I'm saying like a lot. Sorry, Auntie Vera. I know you listen religiously every single day. But when I get really busy, by choice, as Mark would say, I have a tendency to, that's when I will get sick. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, I had a rehearsal on Saturday morning, and then we flew to Vegas, and then we were there overnight, and we had a wedding, and then we went to a show, and then we immediately, like, went back to our hotel, got our bags, and went to the airport, and then flew back, and then I only got maybe 3 hours of sleep once I got in my own bed before I had to join a work meeting. And then I had the meeting all afternoon long, and then, you know, I had a rehearsal Monday night, work all day Tuesday, a meeting Tuesday night, work all day Wednesday, a rehearsal Wednesday night, work all day today, and now I have our dress rehearsal tonight with an actual audience, and it's all by my choice. I mean, I'm not, you know, it is my choice. So let me go back. So I think there were some comments on Twitter, and I don't remember what they were about the lady that was so distraught. I don't know. I feel like she was distraught about her bags because she was over at the baggage claim, and this was before, and I can't remember now. Somebody on Twitter. Let's see if I can just pull that up. I'm looking at some crazy tweet that John Lee Hart, he liked it. And it's this crazy story that it sounds like the guy is absolutely nuts. And he's a journalist or whatever. And I've been reading through it before I started recording. And the story that he's putting out there sounds completely like cuckoo. But if it's true, oh my God, it's really weird. Anyway, so I guess he's not the one that said that, and I don't know who said it. But anyway, someone said something about maybe the lady was upset about something about the Trump trial, or I don't know what it was. But anyway, whatever it was, we saw her before the thing happened that this person tweeted to me about. So it is what it is. But we got to the hotel, and we decided to do a buffet. So we decided, because I didn't want to dress up. So Mark was like, I know you like Food Network chefs. And I do. I mean, I don't know why. It's not, I shouldn't assume that because someone is on Food Network, they're a better chef. But, you know, it makes it easy, because how do you select really good chefs? You can go look on magazines and do research online. So I guess there are ways. But if you know someone from watching them on TV, you could be like, oh, well, at the very least, even if it sucks, you know, I've been to the restaurant of someone that's on TV. That's cool. And it's a story I can add to my list of stories that I'm telling, right? So he's like, oh, maybe we should go to a Food Network, you know, a restaurant that's owned by a Food Network host. And Giada has a couple of restaurants in Vegas. Bobby Flay has a couple of restaurants in Vegas. Michael Simon has a restaurant in Vegas. Mario Batali used to have restaurants in Vegas, although I think his name has been taken off of them. And so he had found some list online of all these restaurants that are owned by celebrity chefs, you know, air quotes. And I was interested, but it was already like 8 o'clock, and I was like, oh, should we do a show? Because there was a Cirque du Soleil, I can't talk, you guys. Sorry. There was a Cirque du Soleil show called Mystère, I believe, or Mystère, or something like that, at Treasure Island. And they were only they were not performing on Sunday. They were performing Saturday. But the time of it would mean we wouldn't have time to eat before. We'd have to wait and eat after. And we'd be eating at like 11:30. Then we have to find a restaurant that's open at 11:30. And it would just be kind of crazy. So I was like, no, let's just relax. Let's just eat and have a relaxing evening. So then we were down to, you know, choosing a restaurant. And so I said, well, I don't want to dress up. I do like Food Network star, Food Network celebrity restaurants, you know, so to speak. But I don't really have time, or I don't really want to dress up. I only brought really enough dress clothes for the wedding itself. I didn't really bring anything extra. And so, so that was how the decision was made. I was like, you know what? I'm a redneck guy. I don't like dressing up anymore. I like to wear a baseball cap and jeans and some kind of t-shirt or something, you know? And so I had heard on a podcast that Bacchanal Buffet at Caesars is like one of the best buffets in the world. So I said, why don't we just go to Bacchanal Buffet at Caesars and we'll do that. So we went to that, and it was, you guys, it was really good. So they had some really good food. They had Chinese, they had Italian, they had all these finger food type things. They had some kind of country cooking kind of stuff. They had seafood. They had a whole dessert bar with all these creme brulees and cupcakes and crepes and flan and cookies and ice cream or gelato and all this kind of stuff. It was really good. The food was good. The service was not good. And I made the mistake. So Mark always asked me, how much should we tip? And this was not a cheap buffet. It ended up being like, for the buffet, I think it was $150 for the two of us that particular night. So I guess it was like $75 a piece or something like that. And that's okay. I mean, we would have spent that much at a nice restaurant anyway. And a buffet, you can eat as much as you want. You have a lot of variety. I love variety. I'm not a huge fan of buffets because it seems kind of, the food is usually stale because it's been sitting out there for a really long time. And I feel like making food in high quantities like that, it's never going to be as good as if you have like a really nice restaurant where they're preparing your individual portion right then, like right when you order it, right? Although, you know, I know that restaurants pre-make things and have them on the line and they just make your plate, you know, so they might heat stuff up and put it on the plate, but maybe it was cooked earlier in the day. So I understand that happens anyway, but for the most part, I don't like, I'm not a huge fan of going to Golden Corral, you know, or something like that. But I do like a lot of variety. I really love tapas restaurants. Because you can order five or six different things and they come on little tiny plates and you can try a bunch of stuff and not get incredibly full. So it was cool because it's really nice, but the service was not good at all. And going back to what I was saying before, it was probably about $150. And so Mark says, how much should I tip? Well, I usually give a 20% tip at a restaurant. So I said, oh, $30. And so he put $30 on there. And this is before we had ever sat down. Because we didn't have any cash with us. And so he needed to put it on the, if he was going to leave a tip, he needed to put it on the thing. And so the service was just not good. The guy hardly ever came back to our table. We had all these dirty plates sitting on our table and he was not coming back to pick them up. Like, it was not good, but the food was really good. The food really tasted good, so, but that was a mistake. That was way too big of a tip for what this guy did. And the next day, we went to this buffet that was just in Treasure Island, which was just, like, not even a very good buffet at all. I mean, the food was okay, but it was, like, you know, one of those more of, maybe, like, a Golden Corral-type buffet situation, but not even as much food as Golden Corral has. And our server there was so much better than the one at Caesars. So it was just funny because we had tipped so much at Caesars, but then gotten a much better server at the Treasure Island buffet. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.